My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
News Talk 830 WCCO. It is 2:08. Beautiful day here in Minnesota. Sunny for those of you who are loving this summer weather. Going to keep on keeping on for a couple more days. So I hope you're happy with your warm weather.
We're happy. Okay. We're very happy.
Okay. Just checking. You're very happy about the news that is the big news today. The Pohlad family announcing the intent to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. They heard you, everybody. They heard you, Twins Nation. They heard you grumbling and complaining and said, lousy Pohlads. If they weren't so cheap, we'd have a better team and we'd be a contender and we'd make playoffs again this year. Oh, they heard you. So that's it. You scared them out. Now what are you going to do?
Find out how green that grass is on the other side, perhaps?
Yep. That's the thing. You don't know.
I have no idea.
What is the saying? The devil you know, the devil you don't know.
I think you got it.
Something like that. Devil in the details. Devil went down to Georgia. I don't know what it is.
Devil's advocate.
Devil advocate.
Devil's food. Let's just keep going.
Devil's lake.
Yeah.
The devil's candy.
Like devil's candy?
I don't know what that is.
I think you've just made up a new idiom. Go ahead.
So the Pohlad family. All right, you guys wanted this, Twins fans. I've been hearing you. I've been seeing you grumbling. I know you wanted this to happen. This is what's sort of weird about this story is that all the Twins territory folks have been saying, heck with the Pohlads. They don't care about the team. They're being cheap. They must not even want to own them anymore. And so now this news seemed to like really come out of nowhere for everybody.
Yes, it did.
It did. And then everyone's flabbergasted now. They're like, what? This scenario that you all have been apparently wanting for quite some time is playing itself out. Well, now what are we going to do? Mr. Smarty Pants? Who's going to run the team? Is it going to be a local ownership group? Is it going to be a A-Rod, Mark Lurie type situation that tried to and appears to be failing to buy the Timberwolves?
Doesn't look good for them.
No.
Doesn't look good when old Glenn Taylor says, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
I don't think so.
By the way, have you seen what this team is actually valued versus what you're going to pay me?
Yeah, maybe pump the brakes on that. So would A-Rod and Mark Lurie, since they are not apparently things aren't looking great for them on that, would they shift their focus to your Minnesota Twins?
I'm not ready to put my eggs in that basket.
I am not either. That would be a long shot to me. That would definitely be a long shot. But when you start to think about who out there could be in the market to buy a professional sports team. I know there are in some of the markets, it's sort of a group that owns the baseball team. It's not always like a rich family, like people sort of think of, like if they think of the Wolves or
Glenn Taylor, he's the owner of the Wolves and Lynx, but he's got several investors that have pooled their money together and they've got a piece of it. But you know, Glenn's the principal owner and he runs the show.
So who would we be happy with? Would we be happy with a group of out-of-towners coming in and buying our team, running it the way they want to run it, maybe moving them? Doubtful, but that's some of the things we're hearing from you guys on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I've seen some of you are commenting. You're worried about that. I don't think that would happen. I don't know. I don't know.
Not anytime soon. Target Field is still fairly new. The Twins do well enough. The market is a good enough size.
For sure. And a beloved team.
Yes.
But if you put together a couple more seasons where the baseball's just meh. Do you start then to have an empty year stadium?
Are you saying a new ownership group from out of the state somewhere is going to come in and purposely tank the franchise? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't say that at all.
Sounds like what I'm hearing you say.
I did not say that at all. However, I do recall one of the most fantastic baseball movies of all time that's happened to run along that plot line, Major League.
They weren't out of town, though.
They weren't out of town.
But sick of living in Cleveland, but, which I get.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. But, they had the owner gal, and they had to pull the sticker off her every time they won a game. And, they were this ragtag group of guys. What a great movie. I hope I hope what happens with the Twins is nothing but positive. And I as much frustration as people have had with the way this season ended and maybe the spending or lack thereof that the poll ads have shown, I don't see a lot of hatred for them I haven't seen a lot of that feedback coming in today on the talking text line. The people are mad at them. It's like they had a good run and great and but okay, let's move on to somebody who's more into it.
Yeah, I struggle to see how it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah,
I mean, the Poleds have plenty of money.
Yeah,
and they did put money into the team. Now there's certainly arguments to be made whether this year, previous years, that they could have put more into the team.
Yeah,
but it's always very easy to spend other people's money. I love spending other people's money.
It's fun.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And they're on the hook for the money that's spent.
Right.
I'm not. You're not.
Yeah. It's
Bob
easy, it's
up
easy
in Section 303.
Absolutely. It's easy to say. Let's pay Sonny Gray whatever he wants.
And it is still a business.
Yep.
And it's not like they got into it to lose money. I assume people that go into business certainly now to buy a sports franchise, it's not their main business.
Right.
You don't make your money in professional sports.
Yep.
You get into professional sports because you have a ton of money. And so
it's a passion.
Yeah.
Thing.
You jump into it because it's fun. It's fun to own a team.
Yeah.
But still, you have to be at least somewhat reasonable with the amount of money that you're spending on it. And so, I guess can it be a little better? Sure. Is it going to be, the new owners of the Twins are going to come and just outspend the Yankees and Dodgers? And
of course not.
No, of course it's not going to be that way. So I really struggle to see how it's going to be a whole lot different, when we talk about just simply payroll of the team.
Does Craig Leopold have enough money around to have two franchises in the city? Could he have enough wild money laying around to buy the Twins too?
I don't know. He might be too. I think he's too crazy about the Wild to be able to pay attention to the Twins.
Yeah,
too.
Not too much going on.
I mean, you talk about the out of towners. I mean, we seem to love the Wilfs.
Yeah,
they've put a ton of money into the Vikings, a whole brand new facility for heaven's sake. Got a stadium done.
Glenn Taylor got a new value on his Timberwolves. Maybe he's got a little extra money he'd like to pop into the
there
Twins.
There you go. That might help.
Kind of just have the whole area down there.
They have that whole block. Change them all. Taylor Center.
Taylorland. Taylorville. Why not? So for fun, I used the internet. Let me rephrase that. For fun, we asked the WCCO News Talk research staff to come up with a list of names for potential local families out there who would have the dough, theoretically, to get into this, the whole pro sports franchise.
And that staff did a great job.
They really did. They really did. One of them on the list is my employer, Hubbard Family.
Could you talk to Stanley?
I do see him from time to time.
Is he a ball fan? I don't know.
They do support a lot of great local organizations and do so with no fanfare. And I don't feel I'm close enough with him to be able to ask him this.
Come on. You can just float it his way. Concerned parties, interested parties want to know, Mr. Hubbard. Have you ever considered buying a professional baseball team? Perhaps one that's just a few miles.
Just out of curiosity. One that also happens to be looking for a TV station to air its games.
What do you say?
I don't know. Okay, that completely unfounded, just to be clear. Mark Davis and family. So Mark Davis, Davis Co., and then the siblings who have Cambria.
Yep.
That's a name.
I mean, the Cambria showroom's right downstairs.
They've got the dough.
Nice countertops.
Very nice. Think of how wonderful the countertops. I bet you half the countertops at Target Field are probably Cambria anyway.
I think they are. I think they've done a lot of advertising with the Twins over the years.
This one's Bill Austin, Starkey.
Hmm. Okay.
Again, completely spitballing, just coming up with names of affluent local families.
Yes.
Who could theoretically have the dough. Hey, who do you guys think? 651-461-9226, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line. What do you have to say about it? Oh, here's one. There are rumors that the TNL group might be interested. Trump and Lindell. I think this person's being, I don't think they're being serious. Trump and Lindell would make sense. Comfy pillow seats and the biggest crowds on record.
That's true.
TNL Stadium.
Yes, we'd be sold out every night. People might leave by the fourth inning, but they would have been there, which is good enough.
Biggest crowds. Richard Schulze. Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, we know they definitely have the money. And this one's come up a couple times, including from some of you here on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, the Cargills.
I like that. In fact, I think since it didn't work out for them in Duluth, they should just start buying up homes around the Minneapolis area so we can start, asking around.
Kathy Clark Cargill was.
Yes.
She got herself in a bit of a PR pickle up there.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. this one I thought about. I don't think I would suspect they don't have the dough, but talking text line, Bill Murray and Bill Veeck. Or Bill Veeck.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah. I don't think Veeck's got the. I mean, I think they're pretty happy doing what they're doing, right? But I don't think.
Yeah, the Veeck's are out of the Saints now, I believe, right? I think
I thought they still had some other interest, though, in other teams, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I think they do. They're still, they're around minor league ball.
Yeah.
But, that'd be quite a jump to get back into the big leagues.
Did you watch that off topic? But did you watch that the Veeck documentary?
I did.
It was so good.
The patron saint of baseball.
It was so good.
On Netflix. Yes.
It was really enjoyable.
Absolutely tremendous.
Really fun insight into that whole fiasco and was it Chicago where it happened?
Yeah, disco demolition. Him talking about his dad and his dad being the master promoter and then him learning at his dad's feet and being the one who. Came up with the idea for Disco Demolition, and sorry, Pops.
My bad. Let's see. Walzer. The Walzer Automotive Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
The Walzer Auto Group.
I think they might need a couple investors to help
out.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen their books, obviously, nor have I seen any of these people's books.
That's what you said. We're spitballing here.
Hey, TV guy who knows absolutely nothing about anything, come take a look at these books and see what you think. Should we be able to buy the Twins? Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. You don't know what you get if you get somebody else here.
It would be very. I mean, obviously, it'll be interesting either way. But to just get the feeling of the fan base, when we first hear, hey, these are the this is the people, this is the guy, this is the gal, whatever that we intend to sell to. That reaction is going to be, whether it's local, whether it's, I would assume more than likely, somebody from out of town.
Yeah. I know. If I were a betting man, I would say it's an out-of-town group.
Yeah, it just makes more sense. There's
right.
A lot more people out of town.
More money around.
Have that money that can drum up the investors and the handful you threw out.
So Polad goes in front of the media in a couple weeks ago and announces the ownership is happy with Falvey and Rocco, full confidence in them. We now know they'd already decided to sell the team. I think that was Bush League. The new owners should make those decisions.
Yeah, but new owners aren't going to be in place before the end before the start of next year.
I mean, you wouldn't think unless this is a deal where something's it's already set up, and this was let's come out, let's do this news conference today, or not news conference. Let's put out this press release today, and then get it out there just like that, and then 2 weeks later, you're making the announcement, and it's a done deal.
Yeah,
which could happen.
Yeah, if you got somebody paying in cash.
Right. Well, one of our listeners earlier offered $800 million cash, just like that.
Wow.
I didn't check that person's books either.
No, get on that.
Somebody needs to do that. All right, more to talk about. We appreciate you listening today. News Talk 830 WCCO.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
227, News Talk 830, WCCO. I've been doing a really good job at Name That Tune today, but not on this one. That one got me.
Yeah, we're reaching towards the bottom of these songs selling Beryl. It's the Bare Naked Ladies, who at least we've heard of.
Yeah.
The tune called Sell, Sell, Sell. I've never heard of it before.
I hadn't either. All right. So,
it fits. I don't care.
The big story today, the poll ad saying that they're going to sell the Twins. Drush is back. He's going to be talking more about that a little bit later. At least I thought I just saw him walk by. I know he was on vacation.
He is back.
Following
him
on the Instagram, living vicariously through he and his wife's posts.
Hearing about seeing the post, as you mentioned, but hearing about it, the Portugal trip, the listener trip.
Yeah.
Little jealous. More than a little jealous. Sounds absolutely tremendous and looked fantastic.
Yeah. So Jace will be on a little bit. I'm sure he's going to talk about that. I know he's been talking a lot already on social media about the Twins thing. So those of you who are Donald Trump supporters out there, by the way, my name's Chris Eggert. I'm with Channel 5. Newsman. I'm Switzerland on this, okay? I'm coming at this as your newsman. I am not coming at this with a preconceived notion or opinion. But how do you feel about this news that came out about Donald Trump selling these Bibles that were made in China?
The God Bless the USA Bibles?
Yeah, $60 a piece.
The Trump Lee Greenwood collabs?
Which apparently cost, let's see, according to the Associated Press, the estimated value of the three shipments of Bibles was $342,000, or less than $3 a Bible. So we're selling the Chinese-made Bibles for $59, and they cost less than $3 to make.
It's a good profit.
651-461-9226.
Part of the deal.
StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line. How do you guys feel about this? It seems a bit hypocritical, given the rhetoric against China over the years.
Which of the big Trump for sale items would you to get your hands on? Because we had the shoes.
I saw a
watch.
Trump fish that hangs on your wall.
Excuse me?
Yes. That looks like that. Remember that Billy Bass thing that used to hang on the wall?
Oh, I remember
flop
it.
Flop and play songs or whatever.
Everyone had one of those.
There is a Donald Trump version of that. I saw it on late night TV a couple weeks ago, and a jaw drop.
Was it
a real thing?
Does it like have the Trump hair on a fish?
Yes, it's a fish with a bass with the Trump hair and.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding you. Look it up.
Does it have a straight fish face, or is it like Donald Trump's face
Trump
morphed into a
bass face.
And again, we have the hair.
Yes. Look it up.
I almost don't want to.
Oh, you have to. Look it up.
Must I?
There might even be audio from it, too. So all right, stylesfinancial.com, talking text line. You guys are quiet. You don't want to weigh in on this? 651-461-9226.
There it is. Trumpy Trout.
Trumpy Trout. Okay, it wasn't a bass. I'm sorry. It was a trout.
Is it a trout? I'm not sure it is a trout. It's named a trout.
Now, the thing I don't know about the Trumpy Trout is if that's a Donald Trump verified product. I don't know if he you know, has agreed to put his name on that. I assume as much. I also don't know where Trumpy Trout is made.
I don't think it's an official Trump branded item. And that is the most frightening thing I've ever seen. Because it's not like the Billy Bass where you saw the side of the fish. This thing is looking dead on to you. It's got fins that are flapping as it talks. This is frightening.
Trumpy Trout.
I'm watching the commercials. People having it in their homes, on the wall, sitting on the kitchen counter. Oh, it's got a built-in stand. That's nice.
Yeah, so you can... There you go.
Okay, right. We've officially jumped a lot of sharks here on the political landscape.
Yeah, so stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line. All right, well, here comes a comment, I think, defending current presidential candidate Donald Trump for selling Chinese Bibles for $60 that cost $3 to make. Chrissy, the purpose of business is to make money. Okay. And how much profit they make is none of your obviously envious business.
Yeah, Chris.
I'm just saying, for somebody who's got a lot of rhetoric about China, it seems a tad hypocritical, right? I don't know. If you're vote for Trump and you don't care. It's fine.
I think you're just jealous. You tried to come out with the Eggert Bible. I don't think it's selling for $60. And Lee Greenwood ain't jumping on board.
Listen, you had me at Lee Greenwood, honestly. Like, that says a Bible man right there. That says, and they're trying to put those same Bibles, I think, in schools in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, I saw that.
In particular, the Lee Greenwood branded Bible.
Naturally.
Proud to be an American. I don't know. I mean, one could look at it, if you're from a business standpoint, to this texter's point, I'm a businessman. Hey, this is the way it's set up. If I can manufacture this stuff overseas for cheaper and make more money off it, hey, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's not like this is the only item that Donald Trump is hawking right now for a rather ridiculous price.
Well, and it's not like three-quarters of everything that every single person in the United States is using at any given moment doesn't come from China anyway.
Yes, but
I think anyone, regardless of what size of the political spectrum you're on, I think we would all like that to not be the case.
No, we say that.
Right, but then when
then
it comes right down to it.
You go to the store and you're looking for a hammer and you've got made in China versus made in the USA and you see the price difference, you say, you know, the Chinese hammer, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I could pound a nail with this thing.
Right. Right. It might give me lead poisoning or it might have been built by a 3-year-old who doesn't get to go to school because they work in a factory, but it's cheaper.
But look at the craftsmanship.
Right. And I got it on Amazon for 42 cents.
Exactly right.
Or Temu. What's the, is that the name of the website? Mm-hmm. Temu? But boy, I don't ever make that mistake and click on Temu once. And then all the rest on your algorithm, or your phone is just Temu.
You're done.
Ads. Just straight up Temu. All right, well, you guys, you don't have that much. I'm surprised. You don't really have that much to say about this. All right. Election day, by the way, less than 4 weeks away.
Da-da-da. Get excited.
Less than 4 weeks away. Minnesota Wild are starting their season tonight. Let's talk with Dave Schwartz. Find out how the team looks for the season as we get ready to start regular season play. We'll do that when we come back. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830-WCCO. Time right now is 5:40. Chad's off today. My name's Chris. I'm with Channel 5. Happy to be hanging out here for about 20 more minutes.
Also only 2:40. Don't jump us ahead 3 hours.
What time did I say? 5:40?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. I'm glad it's not 5:40. That would be sad.
Almost bedtime for
you. Yeah. Oh, I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to stay up late tonight.
Oh, you're going to make it to like 8:30 or
7 9? Or 8.
Ooh,
a big, big, I got to stay up and watch the Wild. Big, big night for the Wild. They start their season tonight at the X. Let's talk to Dave Schwartz, sports guy turned Wild guy. That's yeah, I like that. Dave Schwartz, Wild guy.
I want to put that on my business card.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Dave, how are you?
Wild guy. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I got seeing you were at the TV station yesterday. It was cool. And we had Bill Guerin on today. That was fun. Good chat with him. He seems excited about the year. How are you? What are you thinking?
You know, this is a fun time of year. It's fun because, as you know, we had a staff meeting yesterday, and Billy, you know, we kind of joked that we're undefeated, right? I mean, everything kind of is ahead of us here, which is exciting. We've got guys healthy again, and it's going to be exciting. It's very exciting to see what John Hines can do now with the full training camp. You know, he took over not too far into the season for Dean Evason last year and kind of inherited this team, inherited this coaching staff, and just had to try to implement his strategy. And that's very difficult to do in the coaching profession or in any kind of professional sport. So to have a full off season to really figure out who you have, how everybody looks, who fits where, and then see how that actually goes from paper to ice once you get to the training camp. And now, you know, you're able to implement your things like that. And now you get to start the season fresh. So it's exciting for that reason. It's exciting because guys are healthy again. And it's exciting because I can't remember a time where we had three legitimate number one goaltenders.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the goaltender thing, because that, I mean, that does also, from a competitive standpoint, it puts a lot of pressure on all of them to outperform the other one to some extent, too.
It's very interesting because I think, you know, up until, I mean, gosh, this morning when we heard that they had sent Jesper Wallstedt back down to Iowa to play a little bit, I mean, honestly, we were talking with I talked with Wes Walls yesterday, and I said, are they really going to keep three goaltenders the whole year? And he thinks yes, because they're all NHL quality. Because of salaries and, you know, service and that kind of stuff, you can't send, obviously, Marc-Andre Fleury or Philip Gustafson down to Iowa. So Wallstedt will get his time up here for sure, but, you know, you got to go let him play. And so he'll go down and play a couple games and come up as needed. But you've got an emerging goaltender in Philip Gustafson. You've got another one who will be a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Marc-Andre Fleury is one of the best of all time. And then you've got a young kid who has the ability to be able to learn from both of these two, how to play, how to be a pro. It's a phenomenal situation. And, you know, there's been many instances in NHL history where a team may be, oh, let's call them a B+, B- team, but they have A+ goaltending that gets them pretty far.
Yep.
And teams can win on, you can win on that. It's happened.
Dave, I'm going to say something controversial.
Yeah.
I think puck luck is a made up thing.
I agree with that statement, 100%.
Because doesn't every sport have its own luck? It's just, right? Like,
is it even luck? I mean, right. I think sometimes someone once said to me, luck is where preparation and effort meet. You know, I mean, you prepare for something, and then you put in the effort, and then something goes your way. That's not really luck. It's where those two kind of intersect. And, yeah, you may get a bounce here or there. Certainly that happens, but if it bounces one way, you still have to be in position.
Absolutely.
And so I agree with you. I don't necessarily think luck it has anything to do with sports.
And then we don't want it to, right? Like, it is very, it's good to know that everyone's healthy going in. And it is always nice at the beginning of a season because you've got nothing but optimism. What some of the bigger things that happened in the off season, I guess I thought the offering of a very generous contract to Brock Faber was a pretty big deal to sort of lock him down. And I've heard Bill talk about him in the past, and we talked with him about it on Minnesota Live today as well, that he seems like a good kid and a good family and the kind of guy who you want to have there for a long time and build a franchise around.
He's a number one defenseman on most teams and probably is a 1A on this team. And the beauty of the contract is, one, that it doesn't kick in until next year when the team is, you know, finalist has a little more cap space And two, as he continues to play, and the thought is that he will continue to get better, because even as a rookie, he did not, the game never looked like it was too big for him. He stepped right in coming out of the University of Minnesota. And so as he gets better and better, this contract looks better and better, because you have to compare, you know, you take what he does in a given season. If he were to hit the free agent market that next year, let's say he's making 6 or 7, if he hits the free agent market at that point, you'd have to pay 8 to 10. So as this goes down the line, it may seem like a lot of money, and certainly it is. But if he plays to what they think he will play, this is a great deal on a very, very good defenseman who happened to want to stay home, which is excellent for the team, and a face you can kind of build around in a franchise.
Mm-hmm. So are we done with the Parisi Suter thing after this year? Is that the cap space that you're talking about? Is that what you're referring to?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the cap space. It's not going to change the world. And I think that's right. The one thing that people have to understand is it's a good amount of money, but it's not going to change everything. But it can get you some more players, and it can get you some more talent and upgrade where you may have a guy playing on a line that he shouldn't necessarily be on with a higher value player. That guy goes there instead and performs a little bit better.
Well, and I think we're looking at what's happening with the Vikings this year and not paying all that money to Kirk, and it seemed that there was money freed up to build up the defense with a nice group of journeyman players and the defense is just, you know, one of the really wonderful strong suits of the Vikings this year too. So I guess I would hope to think it would work out that way for the Wild too next year.
It's one thing to have money, but you have to spend it well. And I think that's the biggest thing. You can't just go buy the first thing that you find and say, this is going to work. You have to spend those funds wisely on players that work in your system, regardless of the sport. And you're right. We've seen it in football. I mean, they go and get a guy like Andrew Van Ginkel, who works. You know, it's not just any player. He's the right player. And he's been fantastic. He works in Brian Flores' scheme. They've worked together before. So there's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of pieces have to come together. You can't just go out and throw money on the table and go, okay, give me whatever we got. You know, it's got to work.
Dave, what does a game day look like for you now? So you work a regular sort of day shift, but whenever there's a game, it's all hands on deck at the X, like what, through 11 o'clock tonight?
Well, so I don't, you know, I don't go to every game.
Gotcha.
I don't have to go to every game. I don't necessarily have in-game duties unless I'm doing something with media, which does happen.
Sure.
Today, you know, it is all hands on deck. So I was here at 4 a.m. and I'm going to be here till about 10 tonight.
Yeah.
We had early morning live shots, as you know, and part of my job is helping making sure that our executives and going to the, making sure they get where they need to be, because we have every station here and they're all over the arena. So it takes kind of a cast of us to get places. And I work with a great group of people here as well. And so it's a long day, but it's only one day. And honestly, you know, you hit about noontime here and all of a sudden the energy is just palpable. You know, it's exciting. The arena's starting to buzz. Teams are getting ready to get down to the arena and there's cheering going on. And it's kind of this culmination of what the last 3 months have been, a lot like players. You know, they've been preparing and getting ready. And now it's here. Same with our staff. They've been doing everything, you know, the sponsorships, the tickets, the media, all of that stuff leading up to tonight. And I think there's an excitement that it's finally here.
Dave, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Always, buddy. Good to talk to you too, Chris.
All right. Good luck tonight and go Wild. Time right now is 2:49. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Welcome back. It is News Talk 830 WCCO. Time is 2:53. It is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive free installation labor. All right, tonight's a big night. I forgot to mention this until right now, but if you're looking for a way to enjoy a beautiful evening tonight, the Aurora Borealis is supposed to be on fire tonight.
You going to check it out?
I am thinking about it.
I get to stay up late tonight?
I'm not working the morning news tomorrow. I could be crazy and just get in the car and drive out of the city a little bit and see the Northern Lights.
We've had a lot of Northern Lights sightings this year.
I feel like it's been more this summer into fall than it's been in years around here. And I saw them for the first time. Was it Mother's Day? It was back in the spring when there was one night when, like, even right in the city, people were seeing the Northern Lights and getting pictures of them. And have you seen them when they've been out recently?
I have not. I have not seen them
so
at all.
So you hate the Northern Lights?
I'm very anti-Northern Lights. I'm more of a Southern Lights kind of guy. These Northern Lights,
interesting take.
I think they're all hot and, you know.
Yeah.
They're not so hot.
Not so hot?
No, I just.
Interesting.
You know, something about having younger kids and the idea of spending my night then after bedtime,
yeah, right.
Or like, God forbid, bringing them with us.
Time that you could be sleeping. Yeah. 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 I mean, on the flip side of that is, God forbid you show your children one of the most glorious things they'll ever be able to lay their eyes on.
Or,
a
God
natural
forbid,
phenomenon.
You drive out hours and you don't see them.
I don't think you have to drive out hours. From what I'm seeing on the map, I just looked at it. To me, it looks like if you can get some dark sky somewhere where you're at, you might have a pretty good chance of seeing them tonight.
When you saw them with the naked eye? Because
yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that you really need the phone, you know, your iPhone
helped.
Or your whatever, to get – yeah, that's lying then.
That enhanced it.
That's baloney.
Because you couldn't really tell what it was with just looking at it with your naked eye. But then if you took a picture of it with your phone, for whatever reason, it took some of the you know – junk light out of the shot.
Well, then you're getting a filter.
Okay, still saw them.
No, your phone saw them, Chris.
Well, maybe that'll change tonight. So, folks, if you're looking for something to do after the Wild game, you're feeling wacky.
Lynx game, too. Don't forget
that Lynx game. That's right. Big night in Minnesota sports. I know DeRusha will be along in a second, and he's been all over the Polad family and the selling of the Minnesota Twins. So I know Jason will be talking a lot about that, getting your thoughts and feelings on that. Start sending Jason your thoughts and feelings right now at thestylesfinancial.com. Talking text line 651-461-9226.
About anything, too.
Yeah.
Just random thoughts and feelings,
him,
just so he can read the text.
Yeah,
and being,
tell
what
Jason that you're
Chris
mad
doing?
He went on vacation. Tell Jason how much the guy who was filling in for Chad today was awful. Mm. Tell him whatever you want. Jason loves to hear that.
Yeah, all that's acceptable. All that is just fine. Hey, speaking
there's Jason right now.
Sorry, recording some ads. Very important work.
Yeah, pork?
Olivia.
Oh, Olivia.
Yeah.
You look good.
Thank you.
How'd the diet go on the old vacation there?
Well, I mean, I don't know that my shirt was about to burst the same way yours was on Minnesota Live, but pleasantly
pumped. You look good. Did you have fun?
I had a blast.
You got color?
Yeah, a little sun. My dermatologist wasn't too thrilled with my sun exposure, but you're a little close. You know,
if your skin was perfect,
let me live.
If your skin was perfect, what good would they be? They'd have no
it's
job.
An excellent point. Yeah. I should have said that.
Yeah.
I'm still a little jet lagged. I wasn't that quick.
When'd you get back?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Okay.
At like 10 o'clock at night, 6 hour time difference.
Oh, that's fun.
It's great. Yeah.
Enjoy that.
You're not going to catch me complaining about spending 10 days in Portugal.
That's a fair point. But
we might talk about the Twins on the show today.
I expect maybe.
I think I did this. It all started with our interview at spring training.
That's what I heard. All right, you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day. Jason's got a big store, big day in store for you. Stick around.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.